I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
We humans have this interesting relationship with pain. We don't like it. We do not like pain. We don't want it. We want to avoid it. We prefer comfort and pleasure over pain. But we all certainly intellectually understand that it is necessary. It is a prerequisite for a lot of the things that we really want. It is a necessary thing. We need pain to get rid of pain sometimes. Pain is required to avoid future pain. Sometimes pain is the only way to get through pain that we've already endured. So, interesting. Take current pain. If you've got tennis elbow, like I sometimes have, or maybe it's golfer's elbow or whatever, there's a pain in my forearm. And oddly enough, one of the successful effective interventions is using some kind of a massager, like a Theragun type thing, which is what I use. And the use of that is extremely uncomfortable, but it works. It's amazing. Arm hurts. The application of massager hurts maybe even more, but temporarily, because it actually makes the pain go away. Being overweight, that can be emotionally painful. You don't feel good about yourself. You feel like crap. You even feel lethargic. Or if you are extremely overweight, there's lots of different health considerations, rather concerns, that are either afflicting you or certainly will. And of course, the path out of that pain often involves pain. It's discomfort. It requires exercise, which can be uncomfortable and painful. It requires restraint, which can be emotionally painful. Foregoing those things that you want, hunger, requires effort, all of these things. So then there is pain now to reduce pain later. So that's the idea of future pain. I try and be kind to my current self, but I also want to keep an eye on my future self as well, because God willing, one day, I will be an even older version of me. I'll have more gray in my beard and maybe some gray in my hair. I'm sure that that's the case. And I know that that future version of me will be grateful to this current version of me for engaging in certain kinds of activities that are beneficial. So, for example, spending less hurts. So saving money also hurts. Putting money into my 401k instead of buying a Porsche hurts. Putting money into my 401k or an IRA instead of going on that trip that I want to do can be painful. It's painful to downsize. It's painful to not increase lifestyle and spending as I make more money. But I recognize that that pain now, temporary, momentary, is worth it, because I don't want to have to endure or live in crappy circumstances later, because we do recognize that. And we don't want the pain of regret. We don't want the pain of being 80 years old and flat broke, where I'm out of options. totally out of options. Because right now, I have a lot of energy. Will I have that same energy at 60, 70, 80, 90? I'm doubtful. So it benefits me to engage in uncomfortable stuff today. I don't want the pain of dependency. I want to have dignity as an older person. And in order to do that, I must endure some discomfort, pain today. So again, pain now or pain later. And then there's past pain. So we all know if you've got some kind of trauma in your life, if you had this imperfect childhood, as all of us did, and if it's bad enough, it could be holding you back, could be hindering you in the form of some kind of a limiting belief, whatever it might be. And it doesn't go away on its own. Ignoring it's not going to make it go away. It just makes it worse. We drive it down. It gets worse. It doesn't go away. It fades only when we bring that to the surface, examine it, work through it, do the work, as the saying goes. And that process, certainly never comfortable. Rarely is that comfortable. Healing often hurts more than avoidance, at least at first. So here's a strange thing. It's unavoidable. Pain is an unavoidable part of life. It is a feature, not a bug. So the only question is, which kind are you willing to / interested in living with? And that's why comfort is such a seductive, nefarious, sinister thing, because it says, you don't have to deal with that right now. It whispers in your ear. That pain will still be there tomorrow, won't it? It'll be there tomorrow. So rest. You rest. Sit down. Put your feet up. Scroll. Order that pizza. Great.
I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell. After I give everything I've got to land a perfect vocal, I usually take 5 before jumping into the next track. And I've learned exactly how to recharge in that time. Some folks grab coffee. I hit a quick good luck spin. Next thing you know, the break is just as fun as laying down the track. A better break makes for a better take. Need a break? Let's chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNCs apply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
And so we procrastinate. We skip the gym. We put off that conversation. We delay making those contributions to those accounts that we need, and we tell ourselves a very human lie. I'll deal with that later. And here's where it gets interesting, because you've probably heard that the avoidance of pain is roughly twice as powerful as the pursuit of pleasure, which is in a way a paradox, because if we truly wanted to avoid pain, we wouldn't overspend, we wouldn't overeat, we wouldn't underexercise. Yet here we are. Collectively, overspending, overeating, under-exercising. How very, very, very human of us. But what's really going on here? I don't think it's weakness. It's certainly not ignorance. And I don't think that it's necessarily a lack of motivation. I think it's overwhelm. We've got way too much coming at us, way too much coming at us all the time. We have too many options. We're trying to make too many decisions. We're giving ourselves too many chances to negotiate with ourselves, with this internal inner terrorist that lives inside of each of us who says, that'll all be here tomorrow. You do you today. You've earned it. Whatever. You deserve it. And when you act like that, every day becomes a referendum. Should I work out or not? Should I save or not? Should I be present or distracted? And eventually, You know what's going to win out? Your exhaustion from decision fatigue. Like, oh my God, enough. It's not going to do anything. I choose nothing. So here's the alternative. Less choice, not more willpower, not more motivation, less choice. Maybe even zero options. So instead of asking, do I feel like doing this today? You say, I already decided. The verdict is in. So here's what that looks like. From a financial standpoint, if I decided that I want to retire at age 65, I've done the math. I know I need to save $1,000 a month in my 401k. So what did I do? I budgeted, I set up automatic contributions, and now it's done. Done. There's not a debate. I'm not making a daily decision or a weekly or monthly decision. I don't need any willpower. I just did it. What about your well-being? I've decided I'm going to be a healthy person. Not someday, not eventually, right now. So what did I do? I schedule my workouts. I meal prep on Sundays. I remove the question of if and replace it with when. So now I just follow my plan. I execute. What about our relationships? I've decided I want strong relationships with my wife and kids. And I know that doesn't happen on its own or accidentally. So what do? I schedule one-on-one time with each one of them. It goes on the calendar, and I protect that. So the decision is made. The structure is put in place. And now I don't have to think about what it is that I'm going to do. I simply execute. And that's not rigidity. That's a relief. I've made a plan. I understand what it takes to do it. I've scheduled it, calendared it, put it into action, and then I execute. Because calm, clarity, contentment doesn't come from comfort. It comes from decisions that have already been made. And pain doesn't disappear when we avoid it. It compounds. And comfort isn't the absence of pain. It's pain deferred with interest. Which means in the end, we're always choosing pain. So the only question is whether we choose it intentionally, upfront, and in service of what matters, or accidentally, later, in service of comfort. So in service of helping you, if this is of interest to you, to figure out where it is that you are choosing comfort and avoiding pain in service of avoiding pain, which we now know, which you already did, I just reminded you, that doesn't work. I created this zero options audit, and you can go in the notes of today's episode, click on it, you will find that audit. So it's just a one-page worksheet, and it'll help you look at your life and figure out, okay, where am I giving myself too many choices, too many options? Where am I bailing out and choosing comfort over enduring that little bit of pain so I avoid lots of pain? Because procrastination is just a worse version of pain. Pain is unavoidable. Procrastination is just a worse version of it. Just wrote a book called The Meaningful Few, Designing a Life That Works. You can find that on Amazon. You can also go to mymeaningfulfew.com and check out some additional resources that I've put together and developed, all in service of helping a human being, me, maybe you, get what you want. Because that's what I want. I want you to get what you want. And by doing that, I am confident my vote, my wager, my bet is that that will help you to do your part by doing your best.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woo-hoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.